I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. Yes, we got some news from basketball today. The LA Lakers and LeBron, well, they could be missing a piece of their team. Lakers center DeMarcus Cousins is going to undergo tests as they decide to see if he has a torn ACL. Sources telling The Athletic and ESPN, Cousin bumped knees with another player while working out in Las Vegas this week, and he needed to leave the court. He was limited to 30 games last season with Golden State due to that torn left quad muscle. Followed a one-year layoff after he ruptured an Achilles tendon he suffered with the New Orleans Pelicans back in 2018. He just turned 29 this Tuesday, signed a one-year contract with the Lakers just above the veteran minimum. Hey, if you don't like my whiskey, I'm going to punch you in the face. A video has surfaced of Conor McGregor punching an older man in the face at a Dublin pub. The incident occurring back on April 6th. In the video, McGregor allegedly offers to buy pub shots of his own Proper 12 whiskey brand for patrons in the bar. One man seated at the bar refused the glass from McGregor, not once, but twice. The two exchanged words, and McGregor then threw a left at the man's face. Patrons had to separate them. McGregor hasn't been charged in the incident yet. The problem seemed to follow him around. In March, he smashed a man's cell phone, a fan of his. The charges were then dropped. McGregor is still under investigation in Ireland, too, after a woman accused him of sexual assault in December of 2018. He hasn't stepped in the octagon since losing his lightweight championship to Khabib Nurmagomedov at UFC 229 in October of 2018. Hey, good news for the Yankees. This just in, breaking news. Luis Severino went out without a hitch today. A great session. The Yankees ace seems ready to take the next step in the recovery process. After using his entire pitching arsenal in a 30-pitch tune-up, Severino will begin a minor league assignment with the Tampa Harpoons, the Yankees' high A affiliate in the Florida State League. It's unclear if the Yankees are going to use the 25-year-old as a starter or out of the bullpen when he returns. We have a few afternoon games in MLB baseball. One final, Seattle took out Detroit 7-2. Malone the win, Turnbull the loss. Seager a home run and three RBIs for the Mariners. Dodgers and Miami, they're going on right now. Marlins lead 2-1, bottom five. Smith versus Bueller in that matchup. Here are the lines for tonight. 2 at 7:05. Cleveland at the Yanks. Yanks minus 160, total 10.5. Plutko versus Green. We got Cubs minus 150 at Philly. Darvish versus Smiley, total 9.5. At 7:10, we got St. Louis and Cincinnati. Reds minus 160. Waka, 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 waka versus Gray, total 9.5. 7:20, we got the Mets and Braves. Braves minus 125, 10.5. Stroman versus Tehran. 8:05, Minnesota. They're minus 160 at Texas. Jones Fish Market, the Smeltzer versus Paino, total 12, 940. We got San Fran at Arizona, D-backs minus 160, 9.5. Rodriguez versus Young, 2 at 1007. White Sox and Angels, Halos minus $1.79. Lopez versus Heaney and Houston, laying 30 cents at Oakland. Sanchez versus No More Dumpster Fires, total 9.5 in that baseball game. Week 2 of the NFL preseason underway tonight. We got 5 games on tap. Let's take a look at the matchups and betting lines. 7 o'clock, Philly at Jacksonville, Jags minus 3, total 34.5, 3 at 7:30, New York Jets at Atlanta, Falcons now minus 2, total high in this one, 42.5, highest on the slate, Green Bay and Baltimore, Ravens minus 3.5, total 37.5, Cincy and Washington, Skins minus 2.5, over under 41, Skins quarterback Case Keenum getting the start tonight, rookie Dwayne Haskins will back him up, Colt McCoy out for the Redskins, and at 8 o'clock, Oakland at Arizona, this line has slipped. Cardinals minus 1.5, over under 39.5. The XFL made quarterback Landry Jones their first signing today. The league announced it signed the former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. 7 others are going to be named before the inaugural draft in October. The 30-year-old Jones recently worked out with the Detroit Lions after 5 years in Pittsburgh, has been Big Ben's backup. One game in the CFL tonight, BC and Winnipeg. Right now, Bombers minus 10.5, 52.5. And round one of the BMW Championship from Medina, we have a lead. Jason Kokrak, he's just birdied a hole. He's minus 7, and he's tied for the lead with Justin Thomas. He's in the clubhouse at 7 under. Brooks Koepka, 4 under. McIlroy, minus 3. They're the tournament favorites. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. We'll break it all down tonight. MLB and NFL preseason talk. Stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage, Hour 1, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do. The time that is given to you.
Game Time Decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage on Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Renzi. We're throwing it down to FanDuel. Sportsbook Meadowlands Racetrack on this Thursday afternoon. We're under construction here. I think Carl should be here any minute, actually, and he's under. He's got to get this done over the next like 48 hours or
Carl
so.
Carl Carlson's
on call.
And CCC.
Yeah, he's been told, from what I understand, don't worry. Like, if you have to hammer right beside Morenci, just do it.
Yeah,
like whatever needs to be done, like around me. So like Cardano told me, yeah, listen, he's going to be right behind you. Don't worry about it. Just make it part of the show. It is what it is, because he's no choice. The work's got to be done. And we're on the air all the time here, Cam. So therefore, right. It's got to be done when we're on the air. I look forward to it, actually.
I told you, Morenci, I don't know. We got to get a sponsorship deal. I know we have, if you have some problems with some loans, I know we have friends of the program. If you want to lose a few pounds, you could talk to Frank Thomas. And I'm thinking a sleep bed sponsor would be good, too. A nice foamy mattress for you there. If you ever need to slip out, you know, grab a couple Z's and then pop out. And, you know, you don't have to sleep in a coffin. You could sleep in a mattress a hell of a lot more comfortable right at the book.
I probably should just get an air mattress and pop it right next to it.
That's what I was saying.
Get a high-quality
one. We can get a sponsorship. You're on 16 hours a day or whatever. I'm thinking, hey, we can make a deal with Sleep Country USA. Or they got a lot of these mattresses that come in the mail now. You know, you just blow them up and they're fantastic. Like, I had a buddy who bought one. He's a pretty big guy. And, you know, he said he thought he was going to go through it when having sex with his girlfriend. But he said it's a quality mattress. It stands up.
Figure, what about the MyPillow guy? Hook us up with a couple of pillows?
Yeah, he's next, too. He's a born-again Christian. He'd be happy to help the show.
Yeah, he's a born-again Christian and a former cokehead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I used to do drugs. Now I got a pillow empire.
Yeah,
he's doing pretty well for himself.
You know what's crazy, though? Even when he used to do drugs and he was all messed up, he used to tell people about how he's designing this ultimate pillow. Can you imagine how many people must have laughed at him and thought, man, you're a crackhead, Larry. Like, his name's Larry. I'm going to be like, Larry, you've got a crack cocaine problem. I'd worry less about designing the perfect pillow. I saw his life story. And basically that's like, even when he was like a kid, he spent his own allowance. He didn't like the pillow that his parents were buying.
Yeah.
So he bought his own pillow, and you know, this guy was always obsessed with pillows. Like, he was basically homeless, crackhead, obsessed with pillows. And now, like, he wears those weird, creepy, like, silk pajamas and that cross around his neck and stuff like that. Like,
big cross, too.
Yeah, he's a creepy dude.
He kind of is still. The worst part of that commercial is when the couple looks really beat down when they wake up and they turn around and he's in the mirror, too, with that big cross. It's kind of like, whoa, dude. You're not Jesus, dude. Don't sneak up on me when I just woke up. Yeah, well, he did kind of creep on the couple. I will say that.
Yeah, like, where did they find them? Like, that guy, like, how'd
he's
you
like,
know?
Oh, how'd you know? You look terrible.
Rough night. Yeah. Instead of saying, what the F are you doing in my mirror? Yeah, he starts talking to him about his damn pillow.
I'll tell you, though, he's doing well, Morenci, like, at the Classic Rock station. He's got a huge campaign going. Buy one, get one free, so... Go to MyPillow. He'll hook you up. Wish he sponsored that. We need another sponsor. Beds and Pillows. We're listening.
Yeah, maybe Serta.
Yeah, Serta. The sleep sheet.
Yeah, like you said, if you're listening, Sleep Country, hook us up, man. Maybe Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're just getting started here on this Thursday night. A lot of stuff to get to, actually. But we'll cut the small talk so we can get to as many of these games tonight. with Whale Capper. But we want to thank Frank Thomas for being one of our main sponsors here on the program. After I stopped playing baseball, Frank Thomas, after he stopped playing baseball, started playing a lot of blackjack in Las Vegas. He lives in Las Vegas. Very nice guy, actually. But he has his own beer as well. It's called the Big Hurt. And I think you'll probably, it puts a big hurt on you, as it's not really a beer. As it turns out, it's a malt liquor.
Oh, here we go. I like it. Yeah. Strong.
Yeah, it's like, what's that stuff called? Four Loko. That's what that's what Whale Capper and the Mean Street Posse were drinking on the Duke campus. Four Loko. What's up, Whale Capper?
We were a Colt 45 crew.
Colt 45.
And when the... Yeah, when the Colt 45 ran out, we got into some of the Mad Dog, what was it, Mad Dog 2020? That stuff was awful. But, yeah, Big Hurt. Big Hurt's the man. That's cool that you guys got a sponsorship from Frank Thomas. Very cool. Yeah.
No. He probably has no idea that he's advertising on our show. It's part of a massive ad agency buy.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what, though? Recently, a Cam can attest. Cam had a few of these, and I haven't drank them since. And, man, it only took about four of them to mess me up pretty good. And it really got me started. If you remember, Cam, that night I was drinking the Steel Reserves.
Oh, yeah, I know. That stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to say that stuff, but I think that they market that stuff for, like, trying to kill off the population of hobos and stuff like that, because that ain't regular. That's not regular drink. Like when you're drinking, you see stars, you pass out, or you go into a frenzy, man. So you were like, I could tell after the third or fourth, you turned into a pit bull. That stuff's pretty strong.
Steel Reserve. And the can looks so friendly, Will Capper. It's like, Steel Reserve. Strawberry.
Yeah, it's like Coors Light. I'll drink like four of them. Next thing you know, you wake up. You wake up on the wrong side of town. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh yeah, I drank four of them and then went to the Brooklyn Net Raptor game in Brooklyn. And I didn't stop drinking. I tell you, at the game, and it's hard to get cut off of them. But thank God, they keep them coming.
Oh yeah.
But all right, so let's get down to business. We got NFL preseason. Good call, Will, this week on the Jets and the Giants to go over the number. It got there easily.
Yeah, that was fun.
Let's jump in here tonight. Instead of me rattling off the games, I'll just ask you, what do you like tonight?
Well, I think we definitely had some good reads last week. And actually, going back to the Hall of Fame game, preseason's been a nice little surprise.
11-2, Will Capper. I'm 11-2.
Wow. Yeah. Nice work.
Yeah, but I'm scared, though.
Let's keep the momentum going here.
Yeah, I'm always worried about the next pick.
I know, but, like, if you put your mind to it, like, there's angles to be had. There's definitely, almost all of this should be an information-based handicap. You shouldn't necessarily be trying to, look for specific, stat, signal or trends and things like that. I mean, there are a couple of coaches that pretty clearly care a lot and a couple of coaches that very obviously do not. And so you have to incorporate that for sure. But overall, you're just looking for an information handicap on these games. You're looking for some sign, some signal that the coach is going to get his starting unit out there and give them legitimate shot to do a couple drives, to do a little bit of damage. We saw in the Chiefs-Bengals game was a great example last week. Like, Coach Reed comes out, he's like, we're going to put Mahomes out there, we're going to give him a series. And it felt like that kind of elevated the whole team. Like, the whole team was, like, fired up, like, yeah, this isn't a throwaway game. We're putting Pat Mahomes out there. They were into it from the freaking first whistle. They were playing aggressively, going after, fumbles and turnovers early. And the offense was clicking. So, I think you look for those types of signals. Like, is the team going to be motivated and fired up based on, what the coach is doing as far as who's getting starting time and who's being asked to do what. In that Giants-Jets game, like, that over was a great look on the back of, we expected there to be a lot of passing. Both teams were going to be you know, chucking the ball. And, you know, that tends to extend the game. And, you know, the flip side is, you know, some of these teams are going to try to run out the clock because they're already dealing with a bunch of injuries. And as I look at the top of the card, I mean, the most obvious example of that, and granted, this is, the number's been beat up here a little bit, but the under on the Jags Eagles game is a beauty. Eagles lose their backup quarterback Sudfield for the duration of the post, you know, the preseason here. I doubt that they're really going to put, you know, Wentz in harm's way for especially long in this game. In fact, if he is out there for more than three plays, I'll be surprised. I'm expecting them to kind of do, you know, get him a little live game action with a couple of handoffs and a, you know, and a deep pass.
I don't think he's
like
playing
that,
at all.
And then pull him.
Yeah.
He's not going to play at all.
I don't think he's
okay,
playing at all.
Better.
No.
That's
Nick
even
Foles,
better. That makes even more
Nick
sense.
Foles and Carson Wentz, neither of them are going to play at all, it turns out.
There you go.
I agree. I already played that. I like it. I got under 34.
It's a beauty. That's a beauty. Yeah, I mean, this has every makings of, you know, we're run out the clock. Let's keep all our players healthy here. We're not going to really expose our guys to extreme, you know, likelihood of getting injured. And in reality, I mean, you know, I think, you know, between these two units, you know, I get why the Jags are favored by 3. I think 3 is actually probably a bettable number on the Jags. You know, of the two teams, them having gotten shut out against the Ravens, I think you're going to see a little bit more emphasis placed on kind of developing some offensive rhythm here. You got John DeFilippo calling plays in the Jags for the Jags. He's, you know, familiar with what the defensive schemes and, you know, kind of the personnel groupings that the Eagles run, having been there, you know, a couple of years ago. And, you know, it's pretty important for them to kind of do something after getting shut out versus the Ravens. So, you know, and you know, this is a good opportunity for them to kind of, you know, get on the right track here. And, you know, if that ends up being a, you know, 14-3 or 17-7 type of game, I won't be surprised. So the under and the Jags cover is a nice look in that opening game there.
It is
after
something that I played.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, after that, you know, one thing we noticed, guys, trends, and Cam, any action on this? I know you're generally usually
yes.
Race
yes,
9
I
off and running.
Shot, I think I forget who I got here, but this race is big at Saratoga.
I forget who I got there, he says.
I think it might be Crescent Lady the 12th, but anyway,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Right,
I was gonna say, guys, back with the football, Morenci. I know when I did my update, Washington announced their starters tonight with obviously. Haskins is going to get a lot of playing time. Keenum starting, and they said Colt McCoy out. So that's their situation tonight.
Yeah.
They've already announced that.
Man, that Colt McCoy injury is really, really brutal. I don't know if you guys read and heard some of the stuff that was floating around yesterday about the way that they treated him last year, kind of rushing him back too soon and re-injuring his leg and kind of setting him back again. But nothing
just
about
like they ruined RG3.
The franchise. Oh my gosh, exactly like that. It's like deja vu all
that's
over
the
again, man.
For you.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, you get the stink on you as a franchise. Like, you know, good luck ever getting that off. Because, I mean, how long did it take where no one would sign free agent deals with the Bucks because they didn't want MRSA in the locker room? You know, like these two sort of things linger for years. And, you know, clearly the stink is on this Redskins you know, medical staff. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this, you know, kind of neutralizes them as far as being a competitive franchise for a long time. In this particular game, though, I think there's a pretty good angle looking for a live play on the Redskins once they bring Haskins in. Haskins looked bad last week. He had some pretty brutal throws. But if you kind of break down what they were asking him to do, they were really challenging him. And I think they flipped the script this year, you know, this week, and they give him some easier completions and some higher percentage looks. So I would expect the Haskins and the Redskins to look pretty good when they inject him into the game, and I'm going to get on board at that time.
All right, hang in here, Will Capper. We'll keep Will Capper for another segment here. We'll jump in at the Raiders and the Cardinals. Falcons play their third game. Not just rehearsal game, but they've also lost 10 straight preseason games.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The 2019-20 NFL season is here with another slate of games this week. You can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting your lineups using DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or become one of the countless number of people that have won thousands playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're not playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Head on over and check out the tools for NFL, MLB, PGA, NBA, NHL, and sports wagering. Get access to all of them with the Daily Roto Elite Package. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. You get lineup alerts, ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the use of the same optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's DailyRoto.com, promo code ACTION, DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, great job, Cam. You're not going to find a show anywhere on any platform that gives you as many detailed information and trends and stats and breakdowns of NFL preseason games. As we mentioned, we killed it last week, and Will Capper opened it up by talking about this Jacksonville-Philadelphia game going under the number. Nate Sudfeld is going to be back for the season, but he's out. They basically have Clayton Thorson playing tonight, and Cody Kessler. Cody Kessler as well. So it's Cody Kessler and then Clayton Thorson, a rookie out of Northwestern, going to be playing. But if you look, at Doug Peterson, even with, like, in the past guys and not in this scenario, still 4-8. What was the Eagles last week? They crept over the number. What was the total last week in that Eagle game? 27 had final score.
It was 37. It was a push on the over.
Okay, it was a push.
First half went way over.
Yeah, and then slowed down. Okay, so I wanted to bring that up, Will Cap, because I see coming into the year, Peterson is now, so now he's 4-8-1 to the under. So 8-4-1 to the under, actually, already. You look at Doug Marrone in the preseason. Marrone's an under guy. Marrone is 11-7 to the under in 18 preseason games. I like the under. I already played this game as well. So we talk about Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn is now 5-13 straight up in the preseason. He's 4-14 against the spread. But this is their third game, guys. And this is their first one at home. The first one was the Canton game. Last week they were at Miami. Now they're back home, and Matt Ryan's actually playing and starting tonight. And they're throwing the starters out a little bit because it's their third game. They're not in full dress rehearsal mode, but you know they kind of are almost. And they've lost 10 in a row, Whale Capper. You know, word out of Atlanta is they're showing up tonight. Now, as far as the Jets, I wonder your take on the total here. Everyone talked about Daniel Jones last week. Daniel Jones was 567 yards and a touchdown. What was lost in that conversation, Will Capper, was the fact that Alex Tanny was like 14-20, bro. Went up and down the field
he was,
on him.
He was.
Kyle LaLeta came in, did the same thing Daniel Jones did. Was like 7-8 for a touchdown. The only quarterback that didn't throw a touchdown for the Giants last week was Eli Manning. All right? They lit up that Jets secondary. Yeah, Eli Manning, 3-yard completion. Thanks for coming, Eli. They got lit up. Supposedly Greg Williams is pissed, but Adam Gase doesn't care about these preseason games at all. They're going on the road into Atlanta. Matt Ryan's playing. They've lost 10 straight freaking preseason games. I think the Falcons show up tonight. I think there could be some points on the board. And oh yeah, Adam Gase is now 9-3-1 to the over in the preseason.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, so my read on this was pretty much what you're kind of laying out there. I'm expecting a relatively high scoring first half here. I think the secondary for the Jets is not just a preseason problem, but a regular season concern as well. And a lot of it boils down to there's a lot of bodies missing. There are a lot of guys that they are counting on for pass defense that are not healthy right now, that will not be in this game, that may not make it for week one. Actually, I'm eyeing that Bills Jets Week One line very closely right now, because right now the Jets are 3-point favorites, and I gotta tell you what, man, the Bills are gonna throw the ball a lot more this year than what we saw last year, and if we have this, you know, kind of walking wounded crew out there from the Jets secondary combined with just the bizarre scheme that Greg Williams, executes as a defensive coordinator, the Bills are going to have some success through the air in that game. So I'm watching that money line pretty carefully. And if it starts to move, I'm probably jumping on to before the number gets too beat up. But tonight, I agree with your look here a lot on the Falcons. I do think that too much has been made of, you know, Dan Quinn intentionally trying to lose these games. Like, that's not a thing. He may not necessarily be making end of game decisions that are going to win them games. But, you know, it's not like this is an active decision. And I would expect a pretty sharp crew out there for the Falcons tonight. I think you're going to see some pretty healthy, you know, points scored in this first half here. I'm looking at a first half over of 23 here, which is a pretty nice look. I could very well see, this being like a, 17-7, 17-10 kind of, or 20, you know, maybe even you get four touchdowns here in the first half. But, not a lot of incentive for Atlanta to throw their defensive pieces out there in this game based on how injuries hurt their team last year. And so I think you're going to see a pretty wide open type of contest here. And, you know, the total is high. It does reflect that. But on that fast turf with, relatively healthy squads and starting quarterbacks on the field the first half, I think it's a good look for the over.
Will Capper with us. You can follow him on Twitter, Whale_Capper. Speaking of line movement, Cam, last night I was talking about this and I brought it up a lot about the Raiders getting 3 points.
Craziness.
So much talk about Harbaugh. And listen, Harbaugh is for real, all right? And I like the Ravens tonight. Even though Rodgers is supposedly going to play in the first quarter, Harbaugh's now 34-12 straight up, 31-14 against the spread in the playoffs. But what's lost in this is old Chucky, John Gruden. Now 34-17 straight up, guys, 29-20 against the spread. The Arizona Cardinals are sort of tipping their hand. And last night it was 3, Cam, and I talked about it on all the shows. I freaking knew it. On the way out, I was like, I got to play it, but I had a bus to catch on the way out of here. You know what I mean? I can't, like, dictate at my life around every one of these damn games. So I was like, man, I know it's going to change. I know it. It's 1.5 now. The Raiders actually do somewhat care about these games. And Nate Peterman's a good preseason quarterback. You got Nate Peterman and you got Mike Glennon, who I think Mike Glennon's a stiff and I never liked him. But in the preseason, he's fighting for his life now. Yeah. And Arizona admitted. Kingsbury said, I don't see any reason to tip it. Kyle Murray said, we're not going to show anything. He goes, our whole thing is element of surprise. Detroit won't know what hits them. And he said, trust us. We're doing some real cool things in practice, but we're not going to show it in the preseason. They're going Johnny Vanilla, Whale Capper, Arizona. They got that home win last week. They're going on that baseball field in Oakland, bad turf and stuff. They don't want to get David Johnson hurt. They don't want to get Kyler Murray hurt. Raiders, hard knocks, Raiders at home and stuff. Peterman, Glennon. To me, I like the Raiders in this spot. So you got Arizona laying 1.5 on their home field here. Last week, they were kind of trendy. They won by 4. Obviously, someone liked the Raiders here because it was 3 before. And the game is in Arizona, but the money's still coming in on the Raiders right now.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I like your angles, and I'm going to piggyback on that same angle, but take the under in this game.
I like the under.
You have,
love it.
49.5. Yeah, I think you're going to see an emphasis, or at least what I get from reading the coach quotes here, you're going to see an emphasis on the running game here from Arizona. I doubt you're going to see much in terms of downfield passing here. I don't think you're going to get. I agree. You're going to see very vanilla approach here.
And the Raiders want Jacobs, too. I was going to say, sorry, Will Capper, but I was reading Josh Jacobs only got a touch last week. They want to get him more action, they were saying tonight, too.
Absolutely.
And the Raiders are on a short week.
On the run. Short week. On top of that, they got a young defense. But it's a bunch of unproven kids that they're throwing out there. on the defensive side of the ball haven't had a lot of NFL action. They're super fired up and, you know, playing with intensity. We saw it last week against the Rams. Like, they were playing, you know, above their level because they're so excited to be out there. A lot of these young kids from the Raiders, there's a lot of positional battles going on this defense. Who's going to get, you know, starting time come regular season? Who's going to make the roster? So I would expect to see a pretty complete effort here from the Raiders defense from whistle to whistle. And the under 40 is my play here on the nightcap.
Yeah, I guys, it seems like we're reading each other's mail. So you made a case. You made a case for Jacksonville. You know, we talked about it, Gabe, with Baltimore. The game I mentioned, the quarterbacks, the only the dog that I'm looking at, I like Oakland at +1.5. Whale Capper, I want to get your opinion of Cincinnati and Washington with that game. It's a pretty high total, 41.5. The only other total that's higher is Atlanta and the Jets at 42.5. You talked about the first half under. How do you break that game down? I'm kind of looking with all the Redskins' problems. They can't afford another injury. I'm kind of looking at the Bengals at +2.5. Do you have a take or an angle on this game?
Yeah, so the only thing I can really tell you is I would expect – okay, so we saw Haskins last week. He struggled. But you look at what they were asking him to do. They were challenging him to throw the ball down the field, throw into coverage, and just kind of basically see what he had. They're trying to get a feel for, how raw is this kid? Because the entirety of the Redskins' mindset right now revolves around Jay Gruden keeping his job. Like all of the decision making that the Redskins make between now and like the middle of the season is going to be, how do I keep my job if I am Jay Gruden? And I would guess that, that his only kind of trump card to kind of keep, to keep the Wolves at bay here is to throw Haskins in at some point. And so he needs to coach Haskins up. He needs to get him some confidence. And, the question is, okay, you throw a guy like Case Keenum, career backup, not expecting much from him out there week 1, take a couple of licks early as you're playing some of the, you're playing your two divisional foes early in the season, and the Eagles and the Cowboys, and then inject Haskins shortly thereafter to kind of, give yourself a little bit of breathing room. So I would expect they'd give Haskins a nice vanilla, high confidence, get him some scoring drives, and let him score against the backups here. So I think the Redskins are probably the right look.
Whale Capper.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, thanks, Yang. Yang's not going to be with us tomorrow. He's going to Texas.
Yeehaw!
You ever been to Texas before, Yang?
Yeah, actually, I was down there last month. Well, not last month, but sometime in June. I was down there.
Oh, you were, huh?
Yeah. I was down there in June. I went to Billy Bob's, saw a rodeo, did some fun stuff, man. I was even dancing on the dance floor, man. I had a pair of sneakers, though. I was squeaking like I was on the basketball court.
Squeak.
Line dancing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I gave it a shot, man. I ain't let nobody post videos of me doing it, but.
Yeah, you're going to lose some cred, man. Like, I want to see Yang I could see you in a cowboy hat and like all that type stuff.
I bet he's pretty quick and sharp. He's got some good moves. Think about it, Gabe. Overweight, out of, sink. White people down there got enough moves to line dance. Yang's got street moves. He might be very quick and effective on the dance floor.
Yeah, nah, the people out there, they took a kick out of me trying to learn, so it was cool. But this time around, I'm going to the shooting range. I'm going horseback riding and doing some fishing. So a lot of the stuff down there, it's kind of new to me, so I'm excited.
Good. Yeah, and the best part is you'll be away from me. And you'll be away from the pit for a few days, right?
I get to rest up a little bit.
You'll be shooting at the target, thinking freaking Morenci, freaking Carl, freaking Cardano.
Nah. I wouldn't do all of them. It'd just be you, buddy, up in there, up in the range of a 44 mag, buddy. I'm going to have a 44 mag. Just a pow, pow.
Just be you. Oh, you want to bust my, you, buddy.
You want to bust my chops on there? Pow, pow.
Pow.
Yeah, don't worry, right. And you bust my chops, too, all the time. That's what Marenzi does. He's a chop buster.
Yeah. I won't take it personal. It's all right.
Actually, but, Gabe, we have breaking news here just really quickly because I know some people, you know, they go take a leak or whatever when I do my update or put some bets in. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family had a plane crash today. They skidded off the runway. The plane caught fire in Tennessee, but no injuries. They're all in hospital right now. But, yeah, and the small craft identified was a Cessna Citation. So the Earnhardt family, the dog, the pilot, everybody else, they all survived, but the plane caught fire. They're going to be okay, but in hospital right now, just for all you people need to know, the update there.
Well, and of course, you know, the father died in a crash on the track.
True.
That's crazy. It's almost like the Kennedys or something. Like, he's got bad luck. Like, you know what I mean?
Very true. Very true.
Dale Jr. and fiery plane crash, transported to hospital.
Yep.
But they do survive. Wow. Yeah, if I was Dale Earnhardt, I'd just like never leave the house ever again, basically.
It's kind of like one of those things where you're going to, like, when you have bad luck and things, and, you know, it's kind of like with John Madden. He'd rather be in his RV and take his chances on the road despite airplanes being safer. He's just one of those guys that a lot of people just, you know, they don't like to do those things. They kind of, you know, I'd rather take 20 hours to get there than a few hours in a plane, right? Maybe he's got to go low and slow, you know?
Low and slow. So
low and slow.
A lot of runs in this Dodger game. 8-3 right now. Max Muncy just.
You're not on the Dodgers, are you?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I didn't bet this game, no.
That game felt like a trap from the get-go. Sweeping a team, weird game, afternoon time. I think a lot of people are probably going to be burning up some tickets there. That's the thing about Walker Buehler, Gabe, and you know the Dodgers very well. They're your team. He's very, when he's on, he's unhittable, but he's also had a couple spots this year where he's been really loose. Very inconsistent, mostly consistent to the good, but recently not as good as the start. That's all.
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, when you get these teams, they'll win every day. They're not going to win every day, right? And
baseball.
You talk about it. I'm sure you and Kurtz talked about it. You and I bring it up all the time. These getaway day games, these are the days to take the big dogs and stuff.
I agree.
If you're the Dodgers, they're already looking back. Like, I don't even know they're playing. Like, their bags are packed after. They're going to the airport. You know what I mean? Like, it's the end of this series. They're beating the crap out of them. It just is. These getaway games, Sundays and Thursdays, to me, Thursdays afternoon games are the wildest. But, or at least the most unpredictable. But, yeah, so I noticed Yang had some nice new shoes on today.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
nice,
so I look
nice.
Over. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's got some new shoes for his trip. And, you know, it was a nice-looking white Nike shoe. Thanks, and then he got up, he came over, and then the other one was black.
Oh, he's got two different colors.
Yeah, two different colors. Yet you did not know, Yang, when you bought these, right?
No,
so what color did you think you were buying when you bought them?
I thought I was buying the black sneakers with the white laces.
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh.
So you got home and you opened the box and were you like, what the hell is this? Like, why are there, like, did you think, oh my God, I got to go back? They made a mistake?
No, I mean, like, actually, I was still inside the store and I opened up the box. You know, you open up the box, you try one on, and I saw that the other sneaker was white. So I went to the lady. I was like, excuse me, sneakers are a little different in here. And she was like, no, that's how they are. So I was like, all right, I like different. Let's do it. And I wound up buying them.
You're a trailblazer, Yang.
I like them. What are they called? This is the best. So what, they're LeBron James's shoe?
Yeah, they're a LeBron James shoe, and they're called Equality. So they have
black
a
black and white shoe.
Quality.
Yeah, they have a black sneaker with white shoelaces, and then the other one is a white sneaker with black shoelaces.
It's funny, Yang, where I live, Equality is like the name brand, like the lowest brand of like food that you get from like the ghetto store. Like the Equality is like, you know, their biscuits are 99 cents instead of the Oreos at $1.99. Equality.
Yeah.
See, so.
But your shoes sound good.
So the two shoes. So because people in the old days, they'd actually, Yang, to do that, to be the real trailblazers, they'd have to buy like two pairs of shoes. You know what I mean? To mix it up.
And actually, that's what a lot of people actually thought. Like, when I first put them on, it was just like, oh, you know, you walk by, you see, you know, you hear people like, oh, the guy, he bought two sneakers, think he looking cute, and, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, I just found it to be hilarious. I think I like the concept that LeBron did with these sneakers, because I think actually with these sneakers, it opens up a lot of conversation, you know?
Hey, look, we just talked about it.
You're going to look good next, buddy. When everyone's wearing boots and you wear those sneakers, you're going to be the guy. Right, Yang?
Yeah,
the original style.
You know what the problem is? I like them. I like to get a pair. I'm a fan of them. But the problem is the white shoe is going to get all dirty, and then the black shoe will look clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's kind of like, yeah.
I had what happened to you too, Morenci, when I was up north. And so my brother, he's taking the kids tubing, right? Ski biscuiting or whatever. And he made a real sharp turn on an old boat, got a little bit of water, right, with the waves and stuff. And same thing, man. My shoes got soaked, those Nike, the nice purple ones I have. Then I smell them. They reek. Once they get wet like that, they're done. Another, just like you, another pair of shoes down the tubes. God, it's frustrating.
I know. You can't get stuck in the rain.
It happened to me the
other day.
It's lake water, too. It's even worse. It's got odors in it. Like,
it happened to me the other day where it started to pour. Normally, I wouldn't care. But I was like, not again, man. I'm not losing these shoes. I was running down the street to try to avoid. They got so soaked, they were wet for like 2 days. But they're okay somehow. You know why? I'm not screwing around, Cam. I'm going through. I'm spending a lot of money on this stuff. I spent like $20 on this stuff for the last month. I'm going with the Armed & Hammer foot powder.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, that stuff is
so strong, man. It'll give you frostbite like that Antonio Brown. Like, my feet, like, almost, like, burn through the day. Like,
great
feeling, like it's steam. You know that, like, you know that feeling of, like, that, like,
tingling.
Tiger bomb or something? It's
I love that feeling. The
my socks, bone dry, Kev. But I poured them in the shoe, even. I just put them right in the shoe, not even in the sock. It really helps.
Of course it does. No, I do the same thing. I'm all over that trick for years ago. And you know me, Gabe. I know grocery stores and tricks. I've tried everything. That's what people don't understand. Sometimes the odor-eater brand and the ones that you think, they're okay. But I've learned something about Arm & Hammer, even the toothpaste and stuff. Like, if you got real yellow teeth and you get the triple whitening, it'll work better. Like, if you can't go to a dentist, go with the Arm & Hammer products, man. I don't know what they put in. It's that baking soda, buddy. It really does a number on things.
It's the hammer.
And
it's cheaper. It's a hammer.
Yeah.
Now, you ever notice it's true, like, in those commercials, like the helpful house tips? If you don't have this, use Arm & Hammer this. Like, Arm & Hammer's like duct tape. It solves everything.
I used Arm & Hammer deodorant before, and it was the cheapest one, literally. I could have been, like, roll it. Yeah, it's just, it's unbelievable, Gabe. Like, the regular stuff, like the Gillette, it's okay. It'll last a day, but Arm & Hammer, you'll get an extra 24 hours. I'm a firm believer of their products, too. Very solid.
All right, so we'll get back to the NFL picks. I think I got some good angles here. We already played I played the under in a Jaguar game because I thought, you know what, this number might go down. And I'm getting screwed because I see FanDuel. It keeps saying 170, Cam. Like, now I'm getting screwed like we do on Mr. Green, but in real life here. Online, it says 170. I hit refresh, it says 170. I was just here. They charged me 180 for the Ravens money line.
Ravens money line, 180. Okay, hold on. I'm going to go to a couple of my books. I thought I saw it at a $160. So I'll keep on looking. I like all those teams too. Like tonight, I think I'm going with Oakland. Exactly what Will Capper said. The under in that game looks very, very promising to me. I'm with you. I'm going to go with Baltimore too. Let's take a look. I have Baltimore at, no, same here, Gabe. 175 now, Baltimore. Was there earlier? It was 160, I think.
Yeah.
175.
Well,
I don't like
so.
It. Moving
so.
Up.
I see the NFLPA here. We'll get to the games. We have no guests at the 6 o'clock hour. We'll get to all the NFL games and the baseball. So the NFLPA, Cam, sent out some financial planner, a guide, a stoppage guide for players. And I got to tell you, I think it's a pretty good guide for me and probably you as well. But I'm not calling you out. You know, you're a homeowner at least.
But I'm with you. I read the whole thing.
Yeah, homeowners are included in this, so. This is what they're telling NFL players. This is what the NFLPA said. Save at least half of each paycheck. If your current expenses are too high to save this much, then start cutting your expenses down.
Good.
I like this. They're telling NFL players, try cooking at home instead of eating out so much.
I agree. No, this is great advice for the everyday person.
It really is.
Not for NFL players.
All right, here's another one. Designate one day a week, no spending day.
I like it.
They should add, designate one week day a week in which you don't impregnate or beat a woman up.
Yeah.
That'll save you some money and legal fees.
Sure.
I like this. Take care of any major home repairs now.
Yeah.
If you're in the market for a new home, don't. Rent instead of buying for now.
Man, that's a good one.
It sounds like the NFLPA thinks they're going on lockout strike. It's coming. Like they're telling players, don't buy a house even.
Listen to this one.
I like this, Kevin. Find renters for your unoccupied home or bedroom.
That's what I do. That's one of my tips. And this is the best one. Selling clothes that have seldom been worn. Okay, but these guys probably have some really nice suits that are in the back of the closet.
I like this one, too. This is like another one of our ads. Get you out of the thanks, Dad. Leave it alone. The rental property. Thanks, Dad.
I love that.
I like this. Avoid signing any long-term leases on any rental properties that you rarely use. Yeah.
Great,
in other words, don't go rent a place in the Caribbean, guys. I like this. Consider selling a car that you don't drive.
It's true. No, these are great tips. Like, these are for like regular. Like, yeah, these NFL guys got a lot more money.
No, you're right. Like all this stuff, saving half of each paycheck, freaking hard to do.
That's impossible.
Would be real helpful. Yeah,
it would be.
Try cooking at home so much instead of eating out so much is good advice. Although one thing is, cooking at home isn't that cheap, man. To be honest, it really isn't.
Not anymore. It is. What it should say is,
it might
when
be
there's
healthier.
A great sale. Buy in bulk. That's what it should say. Load up on the products that you use all the time. Toilet paper and such. Because cooking groceries are way more expensive now. So you're right.
I like this. Find renter for your unoccupied home or bedroom.
Done it before. Yeah, got to be careful.
Yeah, that's how LeSean McCoy got in trouble. He's still got a chick in his house still. Can't get her out.
Renter's right.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
What you missed on Game Time Decisions.
I want to thank Frank Thomas for being one of our main sponsors here on the program. After I stopped playing baseball, started playing a lot of blackjack in Las Vegas. Lives in Las Vegas. Very nice guy, actually. But he has his own beer as well. It's called the Big Hurt. And I think it puts a big hurt on you, as it's not really a beer. As it turns out, it's a malt liquor.
Oh, here we go. I like it. Strong.
Yeah, it's like, what's that stuff called? Four Loko. That's what Whale Capper and the Mean Street Posse were drinking on the Duke campus. Four Loko. What's up, Whale Capper?
We were a Colt 45 crew. When the Colt 45 ran out, we got into some of the Mad Dog. What was the Mad Dog 2020? That stuff was awful. Big Hurt. Big Hurt's the man. That's cool. You guys got the sponsorship from Frank Thomas. Very cool. Yeah.
No. He probably has no idea that he's advertising our show. It's part of a massive ad agency buy.
It's true.
Yeah. You know what, though? Recently, a Cam can attest. Cam had a few of these, and I haven't drank them since. And, man, it only took about four of them to mess me up pretty good. And it really got me started. If you remember, Cam, that night I was drinking the Steel Reserves.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
enough.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to say that stuff, but I think that they market that stuff for, like, trying to kill off the population of hobos and stuff like that, because that ain't regular. That's not regular drink. Like, when you're drinking, you see stars, you pass out, or you go into a frenzy, right? So you were like, I could tell after the third or fourth, you turned into a pit bull. That stuff's pretty strong.
Steel Reserve. The can looks so friendly, Will Capper. It's like, oh, great, sure, Steel Reserve. Strawberry
flavor. Yeah, it's like Coors Light. It's like Coors Light. I'll drink like four of them. Next thing you know, you wake up on the wrong side of town. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, yeah, I drank four of them and then went to the Brooklyn Net Raptor game in Brooklyn. And I didn't stop drinking, I tell you, at the game. And it's hard to get cut off from Brooklyn, thank God.
I got great news, guys.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much, Yang. I'm Kevin Campbell with your fantasy sports news update at 6 o'clock Eastern. Scary, scary stuff in the world of sports today. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife, Amy, along with her child, avoided serious injuries after a plane they were aboard skidded off the runway and caught fire at an airport in Tennessee this afternoon. Luckily, no serious injuries have been reported. The family is now in hospital for further evaluations. The small craft identified as a Cessna Citation. DeMarcus Cousins season, yeah, me and Yang, we talked about it. It's over before it even started. It's now 100% confirmed. Lakers center DeMarcus Cousins has a torn ACL. He'll be out for the entire season for the Lake Show. Cousins bumped knees with another player while working out in Las Vegas this week. He needed to leave the court. Some real bad luck there. He was limited to just 30 games last year as well with Golden State with a torn left quad, which followed a one-year layoff after a ruptured Achilles tendon he suffered with the New Orleans Pelicans back in 2018. Cousins, who just turned 29 this Tuesday, signed a one-year contract with the Lakers just above the veteran minimum. Good news for the Yankees. Luis Severino's practice session, very good today. It went off without a hitch, and the Yankees A seems ready to take the next step in his recovery process. After using the entire pitching arsenal in a 30-pitch tune-up, Severino is going to begin a minor league rehab assignment with the Tampa Harpoons, the Yankees' high A affiliate in the Florida State League. It's unclear if they're going to use the 25-year-old as a starter or out of the bullpen when he returns to action, but very good news for the Yanks and their fans at Severino on the mend. We have live baseball action right now, Dodgers in Miami. Miami was a huge pooch in this game, and the Fish scoring at will right now. 9-4, they lead the Dodgers in the bottom of the sixth. This game has already hit the over. One final from earlier today, Seattle beat Detroit 7-2, the final in Motown. Malone takes the win for the Mariners. Turnbull the loss, another hard luck loss for Turnbull. He had 8 Ks in the loss. Seager a home run and 3 BRs for the winning Mariners. Here are the matchups and betting lines for tonight. A pair at 7:05, Cleveland and the Yanks. Yanks minus 160, 10.5. Plutko versus Green. Cubs minus 145 at the Phils, 9.5. Darvish and Smiley, 7:10 action. We got St. Louis at Cincinnati. Reds laying 60 cents, Waka 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 versus Gray. Total 9.5, 7:20. We got the Mets and Braves. Braves minus $1.25. Marcus Stroman versus Teron, 10.5 your total. 8:05, Minnesota laying 60 cents at Texas. Smeltzer versus Paeno, total 12, big one there, 9:40. We got San Francisco and Arizona, the D-backs, 60-cent favorites, 9.5, Rodriguez and Young, 2 at 10:07. White Sox and Angels, Halos, they're minus 179 is your total. Lopez and Heaney. And Houston laying just 20 cents at Oakland. Sanchez has been good for Houston versus no more dumpster fires for the A's. 9.5 is your total. If you don't like whiskey, I'm going to punch you in the face. Well, a video has surfaced of Conor McGregor punching an older man in the face at a Dublin pub. The incident occurred back in April. In the video, McGregor allegedly offers to buy the pub shots of his own Proper 12 whiskey brand. One man seated at the bar refused the glass for McGregor, not once but twice. The two then exchanged words, and McGregor then threw a left at the man's face. Two patrons had to separate them. McGregor hasn't been charged in the incident, but the problem seemed to follow him around. He smashed a guy's cell phone. That charge was dropped. McGregor under investigation in Ireland after a woman accused him of sexual assault as well in December. And, yeah, that's still going on there. He hasn't stepped in the octagon since losing the lightweight championship to Khabib way back at UFC 229 in October of 18. Week 2 preseason lines, Philly and Jacksonville Jags, minus 3, total 3.5, 3 at 7:30. We got the Jets and Falcons. Falcons minus 2.5, total high 42.
and a half. We got Green Bay and Baltimore. The Ravens laying 3.5. Money line up to 175. Total 37.5. Cincy at Washington. Skins minus 2.5. Total 41. Keenum starts. Haskins will be in. McCoy out for the Skins. And at 8 o'clock, the late game, Oakland at Arizona. This line has gone down. Opened at 3. Now cards minus 1.5. Total 39.5. The XFL has made quarterback Landry Jones their first signing today. The league announcing they've signed the former Steelers quarterback. So good news there. He's the first. Let's go to the links. Round one of the BMW Championship from Fame Medina. And right now, yeah, a couple of my Thursday Warriors. Here we go. Jason Kokrak and Justin Thomas both co-lead at minus 7 with 65s there. Tournament favorite Brooks Koepka. Slow start, but he finished at 4 under. McIlroy minus 3. Dustin Johnson even. After this week, the field will be cut down to 30 for the Tour Championship. European Tour, Gavin Green leads Eric Van Ruin and Lee Slattery one shot off the pace. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around. Red Heat and Rage Hour 2 is coming up next. We talk a little bit of football. We'll break down the baseball board and a whole lot more. So stick around. Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. All right, level two. Game time decision. Ready to play for the FanDuel Sportsbook Pedal Edge, a race draft. MetLife Stadium in the shadows, although the New York Jets are on the road this evening, taking on the Atlanta Falcons. The New York Giants host the Chicago Bears here tomorrow night. We've got NFL football on tap. We've got CFL football camp tonight as well. A CFL game in which we'll get to. Major League Baseball as well. I played a couple of games. As I said, what do I got here? I've got the under 34 in the Philadelphia Jacksonville game already put in. I took Baltimore minus 180 on the money line, but I'm going to play Baltimore minus the 3.5 as well against the Green Bay Packers. But let's blast through some of the NFL. We'll get into the baseball and more. So looking at the NFL numbers right now, Jacksonville Jaguars are minus 3, Cam, against the Eagles, plus 3. Plus 120 Eagles, minus 140 Jags on the money line. Over-under is 34.5. And, of course, I get a bad number. I play it as 34. What happens when I play stuff early, huh?
Sometimes when you play it early good, if you liked Arizona, you would have got them at 3. Now it's 1. Or Raiders at 3 in the Arizona game. So it works both ways. It works both ways.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It is what it is. I sort of like the Jags here. I'm leaning with the Jags, but Gardner Minshew, he was pretty bad last week. They got shut out. They got shut down, shut out. You know, Clayton Thorson, Thornton's not terrible, the kid out of Northwestern. I lean with the Jags here, though, but I already did play the under, Ken.
Yeah, I think I might all small plays tonight, but the Jacksonville Jaguars, I believe in them. I think Philadelphia has too much to lose with players that are important to them. It's going to be a very, very vanilla game, as we talked about with Whale Capper. I think both offenses are going to struggle. I would not be surprised if we had one of those old school, like 16-10 type of games. Gabe, there goes way under the number. So I lean Jacksonville, and I lead the under in this football game.
Yours said small plays across the board. Now I'm going bigger, Cam. You know, we hit it. I like the NFL preseason. I'm not putting 500 a game, but I'm betting bigger than the usual like baseball units here. Hopefully, listen, we were so good last week. I can only be worse now, which I'm a little concerned of. But one thing, and I'll tell you guys, one thing is these trends really repeat themselves in the NFL preseason. They really do. And I think that the Eagles-Jags game, under is the way to go. I think the Jags is the side if you really want to play it, but I only play the under so far. Cincinnati and the Redskins. I like the Skins here, Cam. You know, they're playing at home. Haskins actually, you know, he threw a touchdown last week, but he also threw two interceptions. You've got Colt McCoy is out. So basically they only have two quarterbacks. So you've got Case Keenum going to start, and then you go right into Haskins. You know, the Bengals got smoked last week. Andy Dalton actually looked good in the first drive. There could be some points in this game. Over 41. We'll continue to break down on the other side. We'll hit the baseball as well. 12-4 for the Marlins right now, too. Woo! Only in a 6th inning.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Dan's got new shoes. Now he's playing songs about himself here.
Yeah, sharp dressed Yang. Every girl's crazy about a sharp dressed Yang.
Yang. Yeah, sharp dressed Yang.
Like that one, eh?
New shoes. Yeah.
Hey, I got my T-shirt that came in today as well. Like, I ordered a T-shirt that had the Superman symbol, and it says Grandpa under it, buddy. Yeah.
Good stuff. I thought you were going to get one. Don't mess with Texas.
I was thinking, yeah. Good. New shoes.
Now I'm getting super Grandpa.
Marenzi's freaking, but I don't care.
Yeah. Level's hot. Where's the reed? We're going to succeed. Yeah. Sharp dressed Yang. Yeah, we'll go around. I'll make up a song. We'll get some real good lyrics.
Every girl's crazy for a sharp dress.
Yang.
All right. So NFL football tonight. We'll blast through the numbers here in the games. Get to the baseball as well. So Jags -3, -135 on the money line. It's come down a little bit, actually. That's kind of telling, isn't it? They're laying three, but it's 135 only on the money line. And look, the Redskins, Cam, are -2.5, but they're -160 on the money line.
Interesting.
Kind of strange, huh?
Oh, no, on my book, it's funny. It just switched back. So I have the Jags -2.5, -145. And I have the Redskins -2.5, -145. Interesting. So they were different, but now they've aligned with 2.5 and 45. So what do you have the Redskins at? 60? 15 more cents. Wow. Interesting.
They've jacked it up here. -160. Totals 41.5. Quarterback rotations tonight, as we talked about. Andy Dalton actually looked good. He led a drive for a TD against the Chiefs last week. And Joe Mixon, Giovanni Bernard, and Trevion Williams all playing this evening through into the first quarter. So the Bengals are going to play their players in the first quarter. The quarterback rotation is intriguing. Andy Dalton, Jeff Driscoll, Ryan Finley, the kid out of NC State.
It's not bad for preseason. Yeah. Think about this. Yeah. You can laugh at Andy Dalton all you want, but you got look at the case. So you're talking about guys like Gardner Minshew and all these other guys. If they have no experience, you're playing at Washington State in a system. Andy Dalton is an NFL quarterback still. He can go through this stuff in his sleep. So it's one of those things that sure you might be a below average starter, but that's the beautiful thing about the Bengals in the preseason. You know, they're going to do their thing.
There's always a but.
But
Jay Gruden 4-1 in 5 Week 2 preseason games.
Yeah.
Week 2, they you know what I mean? He feels better now. They play better. And I know Gruden's been pretty hard on him this week, too. He's been bitching and stuff. You know, I think the Redskins kind of play tonight, Cam. I think, you know, reading the number here, as I stated, the Jags are -3, but it's only 135 on the money line. Because I think the sports book, they're not getting a lot of action on it. And I think they're kind of confused with it. But the Redskins are 2.5, but it's -160 on the money line. Yeah, it seems to be that they're trying to scare you off the Redskins.
Yeah, it feels that way. I'm probably going to lean to the Redskins. I like the over in that game. So they're going to want Haskins to do well to get confident. You talk about it, and you're on a 2-quarterback rotation, right? McCoy's not there. Keenum still needs to keep on doing what he's got to do. He wants to get confident when you look at his career.
Well, he's trying to win a starting job. They're competing for the starting job.
Exactly. And then conversely, you have the Bengals and stuff like that. So, you know, with Dalton, they're gonna be able to score on these guys. I think that total, it's a high total for a reason. That's the game that I think is going to be like 27-24 type of game, like a real regular season, let alone a preseason stinker with lots of punts. There could be points in that game. I lean to the over.
Now, the Packers and the Ravens, Aaron Rodgers supposedly is playing, I don't know, the entire first quarter, but expected sort of first quarter type thing tonight. Aaron Jones expected to play. Last week, though, it was all about, and you know, listen, let's just say, all right, these starters play. You sort of assume they'll get a touchdown. You know, Mahomes was in, he got a touchdown. But so did Andy Dalton. So, like a good example, Cam, last week people were like, oh, what an advantage. Mahomes is playing the entire first quarter. You know what the score was after the first quarter? 7-7. He scored a touchdown. Andy Dalton scored a touchdown. It always comes down to the fourth quarter, this stuff. You know what I mean? It's very rare. Baltimore smoked Jacksonville last week. But for the most part, these games, it doesn't matter who started. It comes down to what happens after. But for me, Cam, listen, DeShone Kizer is a good preseason quarterback.
Yes.
You got Lamar Jackson, who actually will be playing into the second quarter, they say, as well. And Lamar Jackson's looked really good in the preseason. He looked good last week. I think he can look good again tonight. You got Trace McSorley, the kid out of Penn State. And Callahan. Hey, Callahan.
Callahan Auto Parts for the American working man, because that's who I am, Callahan. Tommy boy.
Yeah.
Callahan.
Isn't there Yeah, anyways.
It sounds like an Irish bar, but yeah, it's
Callahan. No, I was thinking about a couple others. There's a line in a movie, but I think it's kind of crude that I can't repeat it. But Callahan isn't terrible, actually. He looked good in the Senior Bowl. I remember this kid. How about this, Cam? So I'm throwing out, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers plays. I don't care, man, if they bring back Jordy Nelson and freaking Sterling Sharp and Brett Favre, because the Baltimore Ravens, Cam, have not lost a preseason game since 2015.
It's unbelievable.
14 straight.
It's actually, it's shocking. Like, you know what I mean?
14 straight.
And
they went 29-0 last week. Like, they don't play around, these guys. Like you said, Joe Ranieri brought it up, and you talked about it too. There's so much competitive nature with this team. Every player they draft is a badass, Cam. And Harbaugh gets them going and tells them, if you can't make this team, every other team's watching you too. Right? Like, all these guys, he's really has, like, a good competitive thing going. And, yeah, I'm not getting in front of this. Like I said, good for you. All right, Aaron Rodgers is playing. I get it. But I'm not messing with a team in the preseason. It hasn't lost since September the 3rd, 2015 in the preseason.
No, I wouldn't either. And they're at home. It's one of those things, if the game's tight down the end, always want to let your fans go home with a smile on your face. You try to win that game, I'm down with it. 3.5 is an interesting number. If you can find a way to put the money line in with something else that you don't want to screw around with. So, and are you doing some of these money line parlays, like Baltimore with Washington plus 170, stuff like that? Or are you just going to go individually?
I played them individually. I laid 2.5 with the Redskins instead of laying 160. Right, okay. But I laid the 180 instead of laying 3.5. But I'm going to play a little 3.5 as well. Or I might parlay, we'll see. But I'm starting to stay away. Like, these football games, I sort of play straight up. In Atlanta, we talk about Atlanta have lost 10 straight preseason games. Normally, I'd want to ride the trend. I know this is a good ambulance here. Normally, I'd want to ride the trend with the, hey, they've lost 10 in a row. But this is their third game. You know what I mean? This is their third game. It's their first home game. And I brought it up earlier, Cam. I'm telling you what, man. We saw Daniel Jones go up and down the field. Perfect. 5 for 5, 67 yards. Kyle Aletta was like 6 for 7 for 78 yards or something. Alex Tanny looked like Joe Montana against the Jets. I think that you got Matt Schaub playing here tonight as well. Matt Schaub is lucky Bankert got hurt, because Bankert was looking like he was going to take his job, actually. Matt Sims, he's the weak link. I don't like Matt Sims. He's bad. Matt Sims is bad, but the Falcons still win, and I think it goes over the number, Cam.
Yeah, that's the game. You know, all the Atlanta's been hearing the press about, oh yeah, we're brutal in the preseason and stuff. It's interesting. You're right. I watched that Giants and Jets game again on the NFL Network, where they replay all the games. The Jets were horrible. They couldn't stop anybody. The Giants receivers were open on every play. I think Atlanta, yeah, it's one of these games that I think you'd have to take Atlanta. High total, highest total on the board at 42.5. I could see points in this game too. The two games that I like the overs in, the books have done a good job, with Cincinnati and Washington at 41.5 and the Jets and the Falcons at 42.5. I lean home team over.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it earlier. Adam Gase is now 9-3 to the over in the preseason. I think there could be some points here. It's a high total for a preseason game at 43. And we'll hit the Raiders and the Cards on the other side, and we'll get into baseball as well. We got baseball, NFL, and CFL. It's actually a cool night tonight.
Yep.
But Cam will not be on In-Game Live tonight. He'll be hosting tomorrow night.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
NFL preseason is here with another slate of games this week, and season-long fantasy football drafts are in full swing. Head on over to rotoexperts.com and check out the NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts got you covered with dynasty, season-long, and best ball formats, giving you an edge regardless of what type of season-long fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. Red Heat and Rage on a Fantasy Sports Radio Network and all the other digital platforms, whatever platform you're joining us on. We appreciate you joining us. I am Renzi. We're at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Man, there's a lot of runs in this game. There's a three-run home run. There's Bellinger, another one. Another home run for Bellinger. Three-run shot, his 40th home run of the year. That's the thing with baseball. It doesn't matter the score or stuff like that. Like, players want to put numbers up. Yep. 13-7
right now. Game's not over yet. If you were Miami, I wouldn't. Seven. Hey, they might win, but I wouldn't be cashing that ticket. The Dodgers have the ability to score six
when
runs.
I got here, Ken, I got here, like, a little later than usual. I got here about 3:45 or 4, 3:45 or so, yep. Whatever. And when I got here, it was 2-0, and the in-game total was 7 in this game.
Yeah.
And I actually thought, I was like, 7? It's only the third inning. It's kind of low. And look, 20 runs now.
Exactly.
There's more runs here than there will be in somebody's football games tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good – I wish you could bet that. Will there be more runs in the Dodgers-Miami game versus Jacksonville and Philly? I almost want to take the Marlins and Dodgers to a price.
Team total. I think the Marlins score more than the Eagles do tonight.
Yeah. 13?
Yeah, 13. Team total. All right, so we're blasting through the NFL games. We got one left. We'll get into the baseball. Raiders in Arizona. Now, there's a couple of things here. The Raiders played when did they play? They played Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last week. Was it Friday or Saturday? Either way, it's a short week for the Raiders, shorter week. The Raiders do have a lot of injuries and banged up dudes on the offensive line. They're going into Arizona in this game. But Arizona is going very, very vanilla. They won last week 17-13. Arizona doesn't really want to play any of their starters. Cliff Kingsbury, you'll notice these younger coaches don't believe in a preseason, and the older guys do. It's
exactly.
Like Sean McVay's another one. He rolls over, Cam. Like, he really doesn't care. Like, the Rams are a good play against in the preseason. McVay has zero interest. Kingsbury seems to have very little interest either.
I kind of agree with them, and I'm an old-school guy, Gabe. The thing is, you don't want to – I would keep everything in the vanilla. We have a team. I don't want to show anybody anything. You know, we'll go out and, you know, you want to see guys working for jobs and things like that. And sure, we'll put drives together and such, but trick plays and all the other stuff that we have in our arsenal, things that we can, you know, wheel out in interesting situations when the games count. That's what I'm all about too. But no, you work hard, but I don't know. I think it's preseason. You just want to get fine tuned things and don't get your stars hurt.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And, well, you know, I think I would start my guys a bit. I would play them a bit because we see so much now in today's day and age. In the first couple of weeks of the season, we hear about, well, they didn't play much in the preseason. Well, maybe you should have. That's what it's there for. right? I mean, look at Russell Wilson plays. If you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt, right? Like, you've got to at least be able to do your job a little bit, you know? I don't have a problem with guys playing the first quarter, you know, 2-3 possessions, et cetera, getting them out, because the real work is done as practice. But if you're Arizona, it's completely different. Nobody has ever seen Kingsbury's offense before, right? Like, if you're the Detroit Lions and Matt Patricia, what are you game planning for week one, Cam, at Arizona? You can't use what he did last week in the preseason. They didn't do anything.
No.
Kyler Murray did not throw a pass longer than 10 yards last week. That's all you need to know about the vanilla-ness of this. He did not throw a pass longer than 10 yards, and I wouldn't expect him to tonight either. And they said it's not like, oh, he's going to play much more tonight. He played one series last week. I think he might play two tonight. But they basically Kingsbury said, why? He said, we're fine. We got good practices going. I'm comfortable with where we're at. And Kyler Murray said, we're not tipping our hand. He goes, no one knows what our offense is going to look like, and we have an element of surprise that we're not going to show you. So I think there's going to be a lot of simple stuff here with Arizona. You know, is it, you know, am I putting $2,000 on the Raiders tonight? No. But then we get into Gruden's record here, Cam, and I talked about it. John Gruden in the preseason is now 34-17 straight up, man. Yeah, he doesn't play around. I think the Raiders are the play, and I like where Whale Capper was going with this as far as the under of this game,
like,
as well. 40's a lot of points.
I like the under in this game as well. I think both teams are going to try to get unscathed, and you mentioned a good point earlier. When you have offensive line problems with the Raiders, that's a position you can't afford to have, you know, a third, fourth stringer in there. You got to be very, very careful with Carr when the season starts there too. It was one of the worst offensive lines in the league. He got killed. Remember that game versus Seattle, Morency? The guy got absolutely murdered out there. It was crazy. Like, I'm watching you need to keep him upright. You got to be very careful. And as for Arizona, yeah, that's the thing. Kyler Murray is their meal ticket too. So I expect a lot of punting in this game. If there was a punt prop, I'd be taking the over.
Aaron Rodgers wants cheaper beer and rowdier fans at Packer games.
Really? He can't even shotgun a beer himself.
Yeah, and, you know, it's crazy, too. And they have one of the cheapest prices for beers. I wish this not bad price. A 16-ounce can of beer is $8.25.
It's amazing. Come down, pay $20 bucks for a drink, and I'll tell you how nice your beer is.
Hey, Aaron, maybe if your team doesn't suck, the crowd will be
rowdier. Fans. I got to be honest with you. The Cheeseheads they're pretty decent fans, I would think. It's not like they're known to be, like, low-key fans.
No, they've just been disappointed the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to. All right, so I'll recap my football picks, but let's get into the baseball board here tonight. I'm trying to position myself in the middle of this shot here. I'm going to tell you this stage that I'm on, bro. I think, like, this is the original, like, platform they built in the 70s or something, like, I'm on a rolling chair, but when I tried to roll it, Cam, like, there's divots.
My floor's got a big dent in it, like where I am, where the computer is in front of whatever, just from me sitting on the chair. Yeah. So it's rolling, goes right into a hole. It's like, as long as I don't go through. Yeah,
instead of your couch having an ass groove, you've created a floor groove in your kitchen.
Yeah, it's a carpet groove. I got a carpet ass groove. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so good call last night by you, actually, on the Phillies. I was on the Phillies two nights ago. I didn't bet it, though, Cam. I ended up getting – sometimes I get to the window and I bet too much on the first game, and I'm like, oh, shit, I don't have any money left. Like, stuff like that happens to me. So I didn't bet it, but I did say I thought the Cubs was a bounce. Like, two nights ago I was on the Phillies. I didn't know if they would win again back-to-back, but maybe this Charlie Manuel stuff's gotten them going here. What do you think about Smiley and Darvish tonight?
No, it's actually today. I think I'm going to probably come back with the Cubs. I think Darvish in the second half has been a hell of a lot better than advertised. He had real problems with walks earlier, but he's pitching a hell of a lot better. I don't trust Drew Smiley in any type of situation. So I think the Cubs at 40 cents are the play. I just think they're going to get the Smiley tonight.
Indians plus 140. Green going for the Yankees.
Intriguing.
The tri plus 140 intriguing?
It's hard. I don't know. The problem with Cleveland is the power outages that they have.
The Yankees just beat Baltimore every night. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now they're playing a real team.
It's true. It's very true. And with the pitching of Green, he's not going to go very long. So it's going to be a bullpen game. So, you know, they can really get to these guys. I want to take Plutko, but if it was any other starter on Cleveland, I'd probably like it a hell of a lot more. But, yeah, it's tough. I want to take the dog, Gabe. Got to be selective. I already have action on the CFL game and a couple other baseball games. So I'll tell you what, there's other games that I like. But
we'll go through them here. So.
I wouldn't talk you out of taking Cleveland.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm intrigued by it.
We got a lot of stuff going.
St. Louis. Waka sucks, bro. I don't want any part of this guy. I'll tell you that much.
Actually, I like Sonny Gray, but it's 50 cents. I think Cincinnati's going to kill them. I agree with you on Waka. He's lost it. I don't think he's very good. I think Cincinnati at home, you know, they can hit the ball still. Their pitching recently has been bad. You saw the series against the Nationals where they really hit them hard. But I like Gray. I just don't like 50 cents. I think this line should be 30. I think the books are actually – this feels to me a fishing expedition where they're trying to get Cardinals money. And I think the Cardinals,
you're right,
you know, one of those publicly backed dogs tonight. I think for me, it's Reds or nothing.
I rolled the dice with Waka. I remember a week ago or whatever it was. And it was a big mistake.
The Dodgers got him right early. There's another start too. He gave up like seven in like a couple innings. No, I'm done.
Yeah. Here's Waka's numbers.
They're horrible.
Walker's making his first appearance since being gashed for 6 runs on 7 hits, including 2 home runs and 3 2/3 of an 8-0 loss against the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And we go a little bit deeper. A lot of Red players have smoked him as well. And, how about this? Old Sonny Gray, back-to-back scoreless performances. 2-0 in his last 4. I tell you, man, it was just the Yankees. He wasn't comfortable with the Yankees. He's nice and comfortable again in Cincinnati. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I don't think we do enough of analyzing the numbers, Cam, on this show, you and me, but this one I'm talking about here, like the odds makers know. Like they are begging you to take the Cardinals. They're like, why don't you take the Cardinals, guys, at plus 130? Look, the Reds are kind of, like the book is making the Reds minus 150.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what we should look at a lot more. The bait lines and stuff like that. And this game screams it. This line should be 20 or 30 cents. It's 50. They're looking for Cardinal action. I'll be on the red. I'm going to take
Mets and
Frank.
Braves on the other side. And the Mets snap this 3-game losing streak.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Boy, Tommy Z in Atlantic City asking about our bigger size bets over the years. He's talking about somebody just bet $25,000 on the Jets at +2.5 in Atlantic City right now, Cam.
Tonight?
Dangerous bet. Like, did this person that bet $25K on the Jets, did they watch the Jets play defense last week against the Giants? You know, Daniel Jones went up and down the field, man. Loletta went up and down the field. Tanny went up and down the field. Matt Ryan going to be starting tonight? It's dangerous, but I just said in the chat to Tommy that every time I put, like, a massive, like, my biggest bets, I lost.
So do I.
You know what I mean? I've had a few big days type thing where I bet a lot of money, but the specific games, like, off the top of my head, when I was younger, when the Bills played the Redskins in the Super Bowl, I really bet a lot, and I lost. I bet, like, it was the biggest bet I ever made at the time. It was close to 20,000 and so. But it was 20,000 on the game. I had a bunch of props and stuff. You know, it was 20,000 on the game. Right. I lost. I remember the Bills lost. You and I going to that Oklahoma-Florida game.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I put 12,000 on the over.
That was a Game was like 3-3. It was it was crazy, too. Like, these teams during the regular season would put up like 100. We're sitting there. It's like, wow, 3-3-3. We're like, oh, okay, this is going
You
to
remember,
be
too, they moved the ball. Like, I remember, like, the first drive.
Oh, yeah. Interception.
Bradford threw an interception in the end zone, like, after going down the field. I'm like, are you shitting me?
That's
like,
when you lost your mind.
Tebow never turned it over, and then Tebow fumbled on the one or something once.
Yep.
That's when I lost it, if you remember. I was like, F you, Tebow. I did have 6K on the Gators. Remember, you and I both had the Gators at least in that game, but it was still wasn't good. And then I had the time that I moved the number on the Bengals Steeler game in Vegas, I lost. And then the Carolina game, I lost against Denver. So
most of mine go well. The Seattle Denver Super Bowl, I went nuts on. That was the happiest day of my life when me and when they just absolutely killed them. You don't get many days like that. But the Pittsburgh Super Bowl was a train wreck, as I told you. You know, I was thinking about knocking off a gas station with me and Vince when we were driving. Like, that was I'll never forget that ride back. Like, that was just so stupid. It was so many years ago. The recent Super Bowl with New England and the Rams, that was horrible. But most of them have been good, actually. Like, I got to be honest with you, man. There was a run where it was absolutely fantastic for a while. I got to be honest, Gabe, that one Super Bowl you told the story where you were in the band taking bets from people, that New England Rams Super Bowl, when I should have known this from ever. Like, New England was good to me that day, right? And then every time I've gone against
You should have wrote them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't like them, right? But that was a time, like, I didn't really
care. Think how your life would be different if you bet on the Patriots every time you lost betting against them.
Oh, I have I don't want to stop the show. I want to start crying. Like, it's yes, it's significant. You're so right. And the Seattle-New England Super Bowl, too. I can't go against my own team, but that was a train wreck. The Marshawn Lynch Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right. If I just stayed on New England instead, we'd all be a hell of a lot richer and probably happier. But that's sports.
But I have had good days as well, Tommy. I have had, there's been some epic, there was one night I went 21-0. That was serious on Hardcore Sports Radio. It was like a Wednesday night MAC football. And it was one of those nights, Ken, there was like three or four MAC games that were all on that night. It was in the old DCSC days, actually.
I
only won. I remember walking out of there, and I was pissed off because I was like, wow. I literally just, it was 20-0. I won 20 bets in one night, did not lose a single bet. It was insane. But they were all the same games, Cam. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like 20 individual games. Like, basically, like, I took Central Michigan in the first quarter, the first half. Central Michigan money line, Central Michigan teaser. Ball State. You know, I remember Nate Davis. It was in that era. Nate Davis, yep. Dan LeFever. I really had a read on the MAC, and there was like 3-4 games that night. And each one of them, I maxed out. And you remember, like, at that book, there was like a $500 limit per bet or something. Yep. Remember?
I remember.
Game, but you had to get creative. So 500 money line, 500 spread, 500 teaser. So I'm getting creative, Cam, and I'm like, okay, I'll put it in a money line parlay with Northern Illinois now. And I went crazy, man. And I went 20. It was 20 in a row. I was on the air live when it was going on. And I won like $7,800 only or something after the juice, because it was like 20 times 5, $10,000. But minus the juice, it's about $7,500, $8,000 or so.
Yeah,
and
my happiest,
and I'm not going to get into any details, but I didn't get it all in one envelope. You know how that worked when we won.
Of course you did. Here's
35, Marinci. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You.
Like, yeah,
we'll
like
talk about it.
Like, yeah, yeah. I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to get into it, but we should have got a lot more.
That's
like,
why I stopped betting, actually, with it, because I realized if I win big, I don't get paid right away. But exactly. If I lose, I lose it right away. It was like the other guy that used to threaten our lives. Remember that guy?
He wanted me to go out for wings a couple of years ago. I don't know where he is now. But
he called you? And he starts threatening you? You're like, I don't even owe you anything. He's like, sorry, I'm coked up. Wrong number.
He freaked out on me one night. And then he calls me at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's like, you got edibles? I go, what? He goes, can you get me some edibles? I'm like, I could. Just when I need time. Then the guy forgets about making the call. Like, that guy's I got to be honest with you. Me and another guy were talking. He might not be around anymore. Like, he's one of those guys you don't know what happened. But one of my happiest days, we'll get into the rest of the Bang Board, but was your worst day, was that Saints-Colt Super Bowl where I buried the Sahara Casino and all the Mongolian dealers. When I won, like, all those hands, I won, like, thousands on the table, and I hit every prop in that game. I felt so bad. I was like, please come on the Saints with me. You guys are like, oh, Peyton Manning and the Colts. I'm like, no way, man. We're going on the Saints.
That was the only one, too.
I was the only winner, too. I couldn't even celebrate with anybody. You guys were all pissed. I'm like, get these guys rounds. Remember that? I was buying rounds. It was like $60 a round. I'm like, yeah, keep them coming. That was a great day. But we've had – see, that's the thing. You've had big scores in the Super Contest. That day I won like 16
yeah,
dimes.
Yeah.
It's funny. It all goes away. You know what I mean?
Super Bowls aren't good to me. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Super Bowls. National titles are good. Final fours are good. I'm really good with, like, national title football games. Like, I'm like 12-2, or like, I don't even know if I lost. Like,
we,
I swear to God,
Clemson,
like, every
we smashed
yeah.
Clemson against Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. And when Alabama won, I was on Bama cam. Like, I pushed the right buttons all the time in this stuff, right? I'm just like, yeah. Okay, so the Mets and the Braves. Yeah, we'll get to the CFL, but the Mets and the Braves.
We'll finish. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Last night,
like the
Mets. The Mets take the lead last night.
Max
has retired 14 batters in a row.
Oh, I know.
And for some reason, Callaway brings Seth Lugo in.
I know. It was ridiculous.
Because that's what the book says to do after six innings. But, man, yeah, it's weird, a playoff chase now. If you got your pitcher doing well, just let it. Don't mess with it, Cam.
I'm
Callaway always does this. Like, and then Lugo got lit up, bro.
That's the problem that I have with new baseball compared to old baseball. It's great to have that information. And
that's what Ron Darling
says. Yeah, but it's wrong. Like, you have to have an eye for the game. When a pitcher's dialed in and he's getting guys out with no trouble either, high pitch count, you let him go. And that's the problem. I see it all the time where managers want to be the smartest. Joe Maddon does this too. Oh, I want to be the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to do this and this. Well, you pissed away the game. They took the lead in the game and they gave it right back. It was a huge inning. No, that stuff can't happen. I'm with you. Horrible decision. I love Steven Matz. He pitched his ass off last night. I'm going to Stroman tonight, though. Give me plus 105. I'm starting. I got to be honest with you. Kyle in Atlanta is one of the nicest guys we've ever met. That team really pisses me off.
The
Braves are a team. Like, I'm starting to think, like how baseball's gone this year. I think they've probably been the worst to me. I thought it was Arizona.
Too,
it's not.
I hate the Cubs, too. The Braves and the Cubs. Like, both of them. Like, the Braves, you know, but back to the Bob Wickman days. The Braves have been screwing me for years, bro.
Yeah.
Like, now they don't screw me, this new team. I'm just losing betting on the Mets. But last night, Cam, was the definition of baseball luck, where you could just tell things aren't going well for the Mets. People keep getting hurt. Last night, the bases are loaded, even for Lugo. Little bloop, like, you know, blooper landed right in between everybody, scored two runs, Cam. There was another one, a little squib right in between everybody. It's just that the Mets can't buy a break. But they've lost three in a row. No panic. They're still right in this thing. They can't beat the Braves for whatever reason, but Stroman's got to stop the bleeding tonight. You know what I mean? Like, the Mets are 2-0 in games that Stroman's pitched, but Stroman hasn't got the decisions. It's up to him tonight to stop his bleeding. And I'll tell you what, Cam, this is where I'm taking the under. And I got a push last night because, of course, I did, because of the stupid late runs. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The last six games that these guys have played, four unders, one over, excuse me, last seven, two pushes. The Mets have been a pretty good under team. Now they don't have McNeil. They don't have Cano. Their offense isn't as potent, Cam. I think Stroman and Tehran here tonight, give me under 10.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch the total. I'm picking the Mets, but I'm with you with Stroman. I think he does stop the bleeding. Tehran's okay. It's just one of those things. The Mets understand you got to take care of business tonight. That's why you went out and got Stroman. You win this damn game. It's not my favorite game on the board, but I'm getting plus 110. I will take the Mets.
Let's go. Let's effing go, Mets. All right, we're stopping the stream because Dave Martinez is stepping up.
Okay.
So at 52, we're going to keep on going on the radio radio still till 57 or whatever it is. Any other baseball? So you're going to take the Mets tonight, eh? Plus 110?
Yes.
I almost have to. I've been riding them, too. I have to take them.
I have
like
two
the under,
favorite games. I have two games that I really like tonight. Houston Astros with Sanchez. They're minus 120. They haven't been, losing to the White Sox. Sanchez has played twice, and he's been great for them. You go into a pitcher's park like Oakland, I love Houston tonight. I hope it's not a trap at 20 cents. I thought this line was going to be about 40. Any other pitcher with the Astros, it'd be minus 200. People still don't believe in it. Sanchez is different now. He's been better since he's gone to Houston. Very smarter. A lot smarter. 120, and I'll take them on the run line at -1.5 plus 135, too. And I like the Arizona Diamondbacks at home against the Giants to get it done. Those are my two favorite games. In the other game, small plays with the Mets, plus 110. The Reds, as we talked about, minus 150. Minnesota, minus 150. And the Cubs, minus 140. A lot of medium
favorites.
What
about the CFL
tonight.
Game?
Love BC tonight. Already bet it earlier. I said I'd be done with them, but that was an absolute lie. They almost beat Hamilton in that game. Meltdown late in that football game. They actually ran the ball really well, Gabe. Getting 11. That line opened at 12.5. It's down, I see, at 10.5 or 11. You can get 11 with BC. I'm pulling the trigger. And also BC plus 18 over 46. They're scoring points, and they'll give up a few to Winnipeg, too. That's what I like.
I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I like the over and BC, both.
Yeah, so yeah, you're going to jump on the points, too, huh? Yeah, I'll probably jump on that. I can't argue it.
Here's the thing.
I can't really trust
the
Bombers. Yeah.
They've been better the last couple weeks. I know it's still not perfect. Hamilton in that game, they blew a 15-point lead. Hamilton's a decent team. Now you're going into Winnipeg. I understand the Bombers could be the best team in the league. But also, BC, it's desperation mode for these guys. I think they really show up tonight. They've been better the last couple weeks. If they lose, I think they lose by, a touchdown. I think it's a lot tighter than people anticipate. So give me the Lions tonight. I hope they show up and protect Riley. If so, and get that running game going, Winnipeg could be in a little bit of trouble tonight.
I saw it. They lost by 1 point last week, huh?
Yeah, they should have won the game. That's the thing. They played well. They're starting to turn it around. And the CFL, things can change quick. You know what they are? Plus 420 on the money line, but I'm not that greedy.
I like the boldness. All right, I guess we're not going. Yeah, we go not to 57 anymore. So the show's over now, right? I don't know why. Every day is different, bro.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's not in my head either. It's the show ends all the time. It's 54. But anyway,
Dad, what are you?
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, thanks, Yang. Have a safe trip to Texas.
Yep.
Got a couple of minutes left here. Not really, whatever. I don't even know. A couple of minutes. So, Ravens. Ravens, money line. Ravens, -3.5. Eagles, Jags, under 34. Atlanta Falcons, money line, -140. Redskins, -2.5. I don't want to lay the 160. Jets, Falcons, over 43. Raiders, +1.5. Raiders, Cardinals, under 40. So that's Ravens to win, Ravens to cover. Eagles, Jaguars, under 34. Falcons to win. Falcon, Jets, over. Redskins to win. Raiders, +1.5. Raiders, Cards, under 40. CFL football, the game to go over the number. Major League Baseball, just two picks right now for you. We'll have more on In-Game Live. Give me the Mets +110 and give me the under 10. What do you got, Cam?
I got some similar stuff there, Gabe. And unbelievable. Golf right now, we would have won a trifecta. Kokrak is leading, Thomas is leading, and Cantlay is in second. We have all three guys on the leaderboard right now.
Of course they are.
Can I cash out
this week?
Can you believe this shit? I no, don't worry. Come Sunday, none of them will. None of them will win.
Cantlay, the two guys we pick are 1-2.
Yeah, and I Thomas. Thomas was right under the chalk. Remember? I got Kokrak, Thomas, and Cantlay. T1, second. Anyway, three more rounds left. I wish it was a one round tournament. Jags under, like the Arizona under. I think I'm going to ride the wave with Oakland. I'm a little bit worried about that game at +1.5. Hopefully they keep it real vanilla. Arizona does. I'm with you on Atlanta. I think at home they whip out the offense and get it done with the Ravens on the money line. CFL football, I like the 11 points with BC, guys. I know they're not a great team, but this is a real good spot for them to go into Winnipeg and keep it close. I think they can actually shock the world. Hell, the Argos beat these guys. BC plus 18 over 46. I know you like the over in this hot football game as well.
Oh, we just get this in now, too. Aaron Rodgers supposed to play the first quarter? Scratch.
Perfect. Perfect.
I know. I already bet it. What's the number
Houston.
Now? Did it move? 195. Still 3.5. Later 3.5. I'm going to jump on your Houston pick.
Houston, Arizona, and the smaller plays on the Reds, Mets, Minnesota, and Cubs. May the winners be ours.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Cam.
You got it.
I'll be back in game live with Drew Martin and Dave Martinez at 8 o'clock.